Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning.
With you no more.
I'm tired of fighting. It's been way too long.
morning to everyone out there. It's Miss J in the morning, and we're starting the day off right, saying hello to fear and then goodbye. You first got to recognize the issue and then tell it where to go. Goodbye, fear. Hello, grace. Hello, new day. Hello to everybody who's starting your day off in the right way. Right here on this day in the morning where we OD on positivity. Kirk Franklin, hello, fear, starting the show off right. First thing we got to do is tell fear goodbye. Fear will freeze you in your situation. Fear will hold you back from going forward to your passions, the things that you want to do. You have it written down. You have it all planned out. You've actually saved money to get it started. But what is holding you back? Fear. You keep finding excuses. If there's ever a situation that you run into where you find the most situations, it's really just fear. It's not the fact that you can't find the building to start your business. It's not the fact that you don't have the help or the support. It's not that you need to wait to get the perfect website. It's not that you're too old. It's not that you're too young. It really is that you're afraid. So we're going to start today with Kirk Franklin writing a love letter to fear and tell them, you know what, I don't love you anymore. I did for a long time, but I don't trust you anymore. So goodbye, fear, and hello, grace. It's just by God's grace that we get a second chance, another day today to get it right, to break free from all of those strongholds, those things that are holding us down, holding us back, holding us up from the things of God. So let's get right back into some music. Tell everybody to tune in. Ms. J in the morning, you can listen live on your phone, 714-816-4743. So go ahead and call. We're also on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions and iArtistRadio.com. We got some news, some crazy stuff going on in the world, y'all. We need to talk about it. Got a study to show yourself approved. Our people perish because of lack of knowledge. That's scripture. So I'm here to impart the word in your life. Go ahead and push you, probe you, encourage you, force you to OD on positivity. So now that we've said goodbye to fear, we got to get up and get out. Here's Lauryn Hill, I Get Out. It's Ms. J in the morning.
I get out of all your boxes. Out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget it. Nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk.
Okay, it's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control. Stealing my eternal soul. Appealing through material. To keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset.
I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box, psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Only my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me any chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you say. Keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life a sacrifice to a system for the dead. Or are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out.
Break free from the system of your life. If you're not satisfied with where you are, there's something that you can do about it. Get out. Run. Go. There's no turning back. Don't stay where you are. Don't believe what the enemy will tell you. Those of you who sit there and wonder, you know, what do those church people talk about and with the enemy? It doesn't necessarily have to be the devil directly. The devil or the evil spirit can be in a person. It can be in someone who's close to you, influence, encourage. Let's just call it negativity for those of you who get intimidated by church jargon, but y'all know what the truth is. I'm going to go ahead and let you off the hook today and try not to preach so much, but let's get back to what I was saying. Amen. We have a lot of negative people in our lives, and so you want to get out of that system. You want to get out of that stronghold. You want to get out of that box that people lock you in. Well, you've been this way this long, or you did this 10 years ago, or it's been this way for so long, or you won't be able to do this because this is what the law says, and you won't be able to do that because that's because what our family says and our church does it this way, so you definitely can't do it this way. So you feel like you're stuck. You feel like there's no hope. You might as well just give up because you got to wait another 5 years before it can happen. You got to wait another 10 years for it to happen, or you're going to have to put that quote-unquote on the back burner until you find the perfect situation or you're able to be set free. You can stand up, get out, move forward. There is a way. If you haven't found a way on your own, then the situation might be too big for you to handle, and you definitely have to put it in the hands of God. If it's too big for you to do, He hasn't supplied the tools, the resources, or you can't see a way out, then the only thing you have to do is put your hands up and walk away. Let Him handle it. You got to get out. You got to get out of that mindset. You got to get out of that negative routine that everything is going wrong. everything is going wrong, so I'm going to have a bad day. Oh, well, somebody asks you how you're doing, and the first thing that pops in your mind, I'm doing all right. You have to speak those things. Get out of that routine. I am doing excellent. I am going to have a great day. If you got to listen every day before you get it down in your spirit and it actually comes up out of your mouth where you believe it, then you will. Right here, Ms. J, in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Those of you who are overseas, I don't care what time it is. If it's Ms. J in the afternoon, Ms. J in the evening, Ms. J in the late night hour. As long as you get it, get up, get out, break free from fear. I feel it. I really do. I feel a struggle. So today we're going to focus on pushing you, probing you, encouraging you, not just to OD on positivity. Because you can be saying positive things in a negative situation. So we're going to get you up out of that negative situation. I see a window over your head. Here's Canton Jones that's pouring out blessings. It's Jay in the morning. I ain't going to let go. I love you all. And my job is to make sure that you have the things that you're supposed to have in life. And the only way that you can get it is if you reach out and actually take it. You can't take it while you're sitting down. You can't take it with your eyes closed, clenched in fear. You can't take it while you're looking back in the past. You can't take it while you're being blocked by all the negative things that you've allowed in your life or that's forcing themselves in your life. You have to get up, break free, run towards it, and never look back. Sometimes you have to look up. Here's Canton Jones on this day in the morning.
Yeah, there's something over your head. Hey, there's something on the top of your head. I see a window over your head. I see a window over your head.
Yeah.
Kent and Jones window right here on Miss J in the morning. I see a window over your head and it's pouring out blessings. You may not be able to see it, but I do. And a lot of times it's difficult to see it if you're continuing to look back. You're always looking down, or you're looking at other people in their situation. You know, my pastor said something that was actually very powerful the other service, and she said, the only reason why the grass looks greener on the other side is because you're not taking time to water your own. Yeah, it hit me too. That was like a, ooh. That was one that made you say, oh, yes. The only reason why the grass looks greener on the other side is because you're not taking the time to water your own. For those of you who made an excuse as soon as I said it and thought about the reason why the grass is greener on the other side is because of someone else, well, the grass is greener on that side because he or because of she. Well, if she wasn't or if he wasn't, no, 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 no. You water your own grass. You nurture your own grass. You tell those people, you put the ropes around your perimeter and tell those people, this area you will not step in. A lot of times we get stuck in a routine, well, I'm just not that type of person. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be rude. Well, I know what's in me, so I don't want to go there. People will do what you allow them to do, and if you allow certain things for so long, they will take advantage and take over. No, I'm not saying there aren't any exceptions to the rule, but in most cases, things happen because we allow them to happen. We didn't do the research in the relationship before they became baby mama or baby daddy. We didn't take the time and be patient to do the research because before they became your husband or your wife. So you can't blame them for being who they are. They might have played a good game and put the best foot forward, quote unquote, long enough, but you should have waited a little bit longer. But now that we've acknowledged the facts, it's time to make a change. It's time to step up and step out. It's time to look up and receive the blessing. Strength is a blessing. Peace in your home is a blessing. Joy is a blessing. Even having patience is a blessing. Blessings don't necessarily have to be more money, because you can have a lot of money and still deal with a lot of hell. Cars, a good job, good clothes, your kids going to the best of schools. There are tons of people that have millions and sometimes billions of dollars, and they still commit suicide. Why is it? There are tons of people that have all this great stuff, and they're still injecting themselves with drugs. Why is it? They're allowing certain things in their lives, the money, the material things. It honestly will not do it until you get it in your mind, get it in your natural being that you deserve better. You were designed for better. And you won't have it until you look up and take a hold of every blessing that God gives you every day. You guys are a blessing to me. If I don't get up and start this show every day, I will not be able to go where I need to go, do what I need to do, and be who I have been designed to be. I'm blessed to be a blessing. So I want you guys to receive everything that you're supposed to have today. Today I definitely want to focus on helping someone out there. If it's just one person, I promise you that's what I truly feel and what I truly believe. I want you to break out of that fear. I want you to break out of that mindset that it's not going to get better. Oh, that's a great thing to say, but we'll see. We'll see means you don't trust God. It's not a situation issue, it's a trust issue. The things aren't happening in your life because you're not trusting him. He's taking you through situations to show you that he is the only one that you can depend on. He brought you out of a situation and you got back into your routine. He brought you out of a situation and you still doubted him. He brought you out of a situation and you still depended on other people instead of on him totally. God is the source. Everybody else is the resource. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what you did, what you didn't do, what your mom and daddy said, what your sisters and your brothers could have did. I don't care what you lost. I've lost people. I've lost things. I've been in situations 8, 10, and 12 times. But you have to understand that the only person, the only being that you can depend on fully, that truly has your best interest at heart, is God. And it's a trust issue. You're afraid to trust him. You're afraid to move forward. you're only afraid to move forward because you don't trust them. It's just this vicious cycle. I had a person that told me the other day, man, I'm on this roller coaster. One day I'm up, one day I'm down. One day I'm up, one day I'm down. Well, you're up because things are going your way, and you're down when they're not. That's just like a child. You throw a tantrum. I don't want it to go this way, so now you're feeling bad. I don't want this to happen, so now you're feeling bad. You have to learn how to actually smile during the hard times, fully trusting in him. Yeah, I know. I'm on one today. Y'all thought y'all was going to get some goofy and some silliness. It's okay. I'm going to get into some news. We're going to go ahead and do the Ms. J area code check-in. Don't worry about it. But this is truly a matter of life and death. And those of you who have tuned in today, it's not by accident. It's not because you just do it every day. It's because you're meant to hear what I have to say. We're connected. Whether we've ever seen each other in person or not, this day is just for you. Today is the day you will break out of fear. You will break out of that mindset. You will look up and receive all the blessings that God has prepared for you. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go nowhere. Don't sit there and get scared and think that all these next few minutes, y'all can go ahead and sneak off because I see you. Those of you who called in, I see you. Those of you who listen on your computer, I feel you. So go ahead, just relax, tell everybody to tune in. We'll have Ms. J area code check in a little bit later. I got some news that I got to share with y'all. We're going to keep going through the order. We're going to take a quick commercial break so y'all can digest what I just said and go ahead and receive the truth. It's all right. We still love each other. We're moving forward. And it's for me, too. Don't worry about it. Ms. J in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Ms. J, in the morning.
Live, worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions.
Subscribe to the show.
blogtalkradio.com/Ms-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MsJProductions.com.
I just want it so bad, you know, and it just
on the ocean right here on this day in the morning. That's K. John singing that song. It's an oldie, but it's still great. I love it. I know my ship is coming in. Some of y'all just been waiting too long, and you ain't going to turn around. You're like, look, I done been through hell and high water, and it's time for me to go ahead and have what I need. Sometimes you got to get to that situation or to that place in your life. You know, a lot of people say where you're tired of being sick and tired, or however you want to say it. You get to a point. Sometimes God has to bring you to a point where you're like, okay, I can't take anymore. I can't take anymore. I lost my dog. I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost my boo. Okay, God, I'm going to finally do it your way. And you think that he's doing that to be mean, but he's not. God is a compassionate God, but he's stern. He's a father. He's not a mother. I rebuke all that mess that God is man and woman. God is who he is. He is all beings and all things that we need. But he's not no little punk. He ain't no little, pushover. Well, if I cry, then he's going to go ahead and give me what I want, please. No. Your emotions do not move God. For those of you church folk out there that are stuck in a tradition, the sexual fervent prayers, the fervent does not mean loud and full of tears. That's not what it means. Effectual means that it has an effect. The only thing that can move the hand of God is faith and standing on his word and trusting in him. That's how you can be effectual and give a fervent prayer when you declare his word and you speak it into the atmosphere. So those of you who have gotten to the routine of crying out to God, Lord Jesus, why? No, that's not going to work. That's not going to move him. He's going to sit there. He listens. He has compassion. He will catch every tear. So all those beautiful songs that we have about God catching every tear in a bucket and counting them, and all that's true. But that's not what's going to move God. What's going to move God is you finally getting up off your blessed assurance and saying, I've had enough. I'm not going to accept this anymore. I'm not going to do anything like this anymore. God, please give me strength, and I'm moving forward. Sometimes you got to let some people go. Some people that you don't want to go. Sometimes you got to stop doing things that feels great. A lot of things that we don't need in life doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. A lot of us don't have drug issues, alcohol issues, or anything like that. We understand, I don't have to trip about getting on alcohol, becoming an alcoholic or getting on some kind of drugs and being out there on the street. That's not a temptation. My temptation, and I'm talking about Miss J, is that cake, that cheesecake, Lord, that chocolate cake, Jesus, that birthday cake. All y'all having birthdays and continuing to post them on Facebook. That's my weakness. Cake is good. Can't nobody really say you're going to die from eating cake. But them pounds that I'm adding on that keeps my blood pressure up, that keeps me fatigued, that keeps me gaining weight, that's going to stop me from doing the things that I need to do. That is bad. That is holding me back from what I need to do. So a lot of times we have to even go down to the little things. We have to make sure that we're dissecting what the real issue is, our relationships with food, our relationships with people. Why are we accepting these things? Why are we standing up and speaking these things over our lives? Why are we believing the things that were spoken over our lives? A lot of times it's fear. A lot of times we're locked in. A lot of times we really aren't looking up. We're looking down and looking to the side, and most negatively looking behind. We're going to continue to move forward. So we're going to play a little bit lighter music. I told y'all, I'm not going to let you go. We're going to play a little bit lighter music, get you up and shake it off. Get up right now. Let's get you dancing, get you moving, get the blood circulating. If you're listening at your job, just stand up and wiggle a little bit. If you're in the car, just do a jig. If you're at the house chilling, just stand up. Get off the couch. Get off the bed. It's Miss Day in the morning. Here's Mary. It's the God in me. Let's go.
You're listening to The Sound.
Everything you wear, people say you gotta have it.
that you think you see when you see me? It's the God in me. That's the only thing that should be shining through. They should see who you are. We are the light of the world. Set up on a hill. We are the salt of the earth. We add some flavor. We make people look up and say, oh, not in a lustful way. If you got a lot of people saying, oh, when you walk by and they getting them type of feelings, you putting out something that you shouldn't be putting out. Yeah, I said it. You putting out. So bring it back in. Let's reel it all back in. Let's get it right. It's this Jay in the morning. For those of you who are new to the show and I've scared you, good. We love to have a good time right here on Jay in the Morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Jay Productions. We are also featured on iartistradio.com. So shout out to DJ Abnormal, my homie. That's the big boss man, so I got to give him a shout out all the time. Shout out to you. Love you all for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, who continues to show me love on Twitter and on Facebook. Those of you who have subscribed to my YouTube channel, I appreciate you. But log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. You can get frequent updates about everything that's going on. I have a new fan page, y'all, and I'm so excited. The numbers are growing. And people always say, you know, those real deep people, it's not about the numbers. Whatever. It is. It is for me. Those of you who continue to go into my website, sign my guest book, become my friend, like my fan page, all that great stuff shows me that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It's not about me and a pride thing. It's just validation. And not validation of me and who I am. It's validating God's word and my purpose in life. And saying that, yes, you're going in the right direction. Yes, you're doing the right things. But there was a time where I got caught up in that mess and said, well, it's not about the numbers. Don't go after the numbers. Don't go after the numbers. No, whatever. Because if Beyonce only had 5 likes on her page, y'all would look at her like, wait a minute. Hold up. Yeah, okay, y'all church folks don't want to talk about Beyonce because then y'all think about the Illuminati and all that stuff. Okay, let's not use her. We'll talk about that on a whole other show. Let's do Bishop Jakes. Okay, let's say that. If Bishop Jakes had 15 friends on Facebook, y'all would look at him sideways like, hold up, slow up. What's really going on, right? So why are you accepting anything less for yourself? Bishop Jakes may have a bigger responsibility. He may have had a major sacrifice to get the things that he has, but he is no different than you. You may not need 100,000 friends on Facebook, but don't just say, oh, if I just got 5, that's okay. A lot of church leaders say that, especially in the black churches. I don't know why that is. They shun the quote-unquote mega church. They think that because it's a big church, that's just horrible. Oh, we a small church, but we have a big heart. Now, I'm not saying every church is designed to be a mega church, but you need to grow. If you're stuck and you're not growing, God is not adding to it. God is not blessing. You're not having people come in and go out and doing great things. There's something that's definitely disconnected. So the same thing in your life. You have to make sure that you're expecting the best. Don't just settle for what is. Don't just go after the C. Go after the A. If you happen to get a B but you gave it your best, it's an A in God's eyes. If you happen to get a C, but you gave it your all, it's an A in God's eyes. That's what I mean in life, and that's the only way we can get to where we truly need to be. That's the only way the world will be better. That's the only way your life is going to be better. That's the only way you're going to prosper and have all the things that you're supposed to have in life is if you reach for the things that God has for you. There was another person that really impacted my life, which is Bishop Eddie Long. And he said a quote, he said, our problem is not that we aim too high and miss. Our problem is that we aim too low and we hit. I'm going to say that again. Our problem is not that we aim too high and miss. Our problem is that we aim too low and we hit. You truly need to shoot for the stars. You're going to get it. It's really going to happen. So with that being said, we're going to get into the Miss J area code check-in. Oh, there was a slew of y'all that called in, and I'm so grateful. But we're going to try to get through this because, Miss J, you know I got the vocals, y'all. So let's see if we can do it. Let's see if we can get through this without me messing up. Those of you who have called in, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, you can get in where you fit in by calling in right now, 714-816-4743. Most of y'all, I pretty much know where y'all calling in at. There's a couple of new ones out there that I'm going to learn, but I'm grateful for all of y'all. So here we go. At the top of the list, Mr. Ms. J, area code check-in, 916-216-7844-513-501-770-917-706-818-310-823-908-314-822-3344-860-702-662-403-602-212-404-408. I got you. Thank you, everybody, for who's continuing to call in. I see everybody that's in 702. Another one popped up. Thank you for calling in. Good morning to you. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I appreciate you, and thank you so much. We got to the end of the show pretty quick today. I just love when the Holy Spirit takes over and he tells me what to say for the ones who are listening today. But there are a few things that I want to talk about that's going on in the news that I really could not pass by. So I'm going to give it to you really quick because this is something that we have to know about. Now, this is something that is really, really serious. I really, when I read it, I thought that it was a joke. I thought that somebody was just like putting something out there that wasn't, you know, they just made up a story because you can go and Google like funny news or weird news and find all of these things. But there is some stuff that is going on in the news that I try to do research and, you know, kind of go back and forth. But so far the research that I found is that it's actually a true story. And this is quite frightening. It's quite disturbing to me. But apparently there's a Facebook killer out there. There's a woman who has killed 5 people for not accepting her request on Facebook. Now, I'm still doing the research because this is just mind-boggling to me. I've referenced different stories and try to go in and try to see what it is. So if it's not true, prayerfully, it's not true. The reason why I'm constantly doing the research is because I don't want this to be a true story. I really don't, but so far it's proven to be. There's a woman, LaShondra Harris, and they actually have her mugshot all over the forum so everybody can see. She's actually, I guess you can call it a serial killer. I mean, people are saying that she's now the worst serial killer in history. I mean, for it to be a woman, for one, it's just crazy. But she's killing people who are not accepting her as friends on Facebook. Now, of course, there's mental issues that are tied into it. But she's targeting people. She's just doing this crazy stuff on Facebook. So it's just really disturbing to me, but I had to share it because in case it truly is true, I really want everybody to be careful, especially those of us who are in the media and we have a lot of different people that are exposed from around the world. Some of the people I don't even know personally who are following me on my fan page, who want to be friends, they're part of music or part of radio or part of some type of entertainment, and you just never know. So you have to really be careful, and that's the reason why I'm sharing it. So even if, which I really hope this is not a true story, but even if it is to be true, it's really a testament that you have to be very, very careful. You have to make sure that who you're connecting yourself with in any capacity is somebody that you really want to be connected to. You're not giving all of your personal information. You're not, you know, going deep into conversation and giving people every single thing. Those of us who have websites and we're putting our calendars and where we're going to be, you still have to protect yourself. Make sure you have a plan to say, if something goes down, this is what I want to do. So I'm going to share it on Facebook, open up the forum, but I had to share that to let y'all know that apparently there's some kind of Facebook killer out there that's just doing some crazy things. Now, I know a lot of people are laughing and saying, that can't be true, but there are some disturbed people. There are some patterns with serial killers, serial rapists. There was the Craigslist rapist and killer. There was just all this stuff that's going on, and Facebook growing as much as it is and being exposed to as many crazy people as there are, you really can't just overlook stuff and say, oh, no, it's not true, ha, ha, ha. So in other weird news, moving on from that dark story, This one is something that disturbs Ms. J, and I truly want to start this discussion. Now, if there's any youth out there, cover your ears, any parents that have your children listening, and this is a topic you might not want them to hear, I apologize in advance, but it happens. Apparently, there's a campaign, the anti-masturbation campaign. Yeah, I did research on this, and it actually is true. It starts a 31-city nationwide school tour where Fappy, the dolphin, goes and teaches children the dangers of masturbation. Yeah. You have a cartoon dolphin going into school. Why is it even a dolphin? Please just tell me why. Why is it a dolphin? I don't know why a dolphin has to be the one to tell the children about masturbation and sex education. I don't think a dolphin is even the right animal to use. And this is disturbing. I don't make this stuff up, y'all. I'm telling you. Oh, my gosh. I can't. There's Staffy, the anti-masturbation dolphin, and the dolphin kicks off its nationwide school tour in 31 different cities throughout the nation. Talk to your school. Ask them if Staffy won't be there at your child's school. Of course, they have to get permission from the parents. So before Fappy would show up at your school, your child's school, you will get a permission slip. Supposedly, that's supposed to happen to make sure that sex education and these types of discussions is what you want to expose your children to. But I can't. Ms. J can't. No. This is something I will not accept. I do understand we need to teach our children about sex education, make them aware, especially with the things that are going on even in elementary schools. You need to talk to your children. I talk to my four-year-old about boundaries, and I tell him there are certain areas that people will not touch. They're not supposed to touch. You're not supposed to touch. We're not supposed to talk about this. We're not supposed to do that. That's okay. You can get them at that young age and level because there are crazy people out there, and you can't control what happens when they're away from you. But I don't want a dolphin. I'm laughing because this is crazy. I don't want a dolphin coming telling my child not to masturbate. I don't know why we even need a masturbation campaign right now. I know there's a lot of people out there that would disagree with me to say we don't need it, but I think if we get them to focus on the right things, then they won't do certain things at a young age. I can't. I went over it before. We're going to talk about it. We're at the end of the show, y'all, and I know that's just the weirdest place after all that great word from God to leave, but I just had to share that with y'all. I was like, I'm going to share this. I need some people to help me out. I love y'all for emailing me, hitting me up on Facebook to discuss these things, texting me, but I want an anti-masturbation campaign. Don't take this to my child's school. Don't know. Focus on these teachers who need to focus on teaching my child. Focus on the importance of education, higher education, getting skill set certification degrees, finding out what your goals are in life, focusing in on that, how not to get abused, and just all this stuff is what we need to talk about. And y'all going to sit here and tell the kids not to do something, and you know as soon as you tell them not to do it, what are they going to do? They don't do it. We all did it. So why even start a campaign? I mean, why even incorporate that word into a child's language? What about anti-drugs? You got Molly and all this stuff coming out. Why can't we just stay with that? In school, I had the DARE program, DARE to keep a kid off drugs. We just no drugs. We went out. Now we're going to have to tell the kids not to, what, now I'm a child and come home asking what masturbation is. Jesus. I can't do it. What's going on in the world? Oh, my God, we need more positivity. Ms. J in the morning is growing. We're going to be in everybody's car, everybody's home, everybody's computer, on everybody's phone, because we got to get a good word. Join Ms. J in the morning team. Anti-craziness campaign. That's what it is. Ms. J is about to launch the anti-craziness campaign, coming to a house near you. Coming to a school near you, coming to a company near you, anti-craziness campaign, midday in the morning. We're going to just go ahead and leave on out of this show. I know. I should have just brought this in the beginning before I told y'all the good word. But I love y'all for tuning in. Make sure you listen in the morning. And on the way out, I'm going to go ahead and get your mind back on the right track. I'm going to play Faith Evans again. it's all worth it, y'all. Everything that we're going through, it is fertilizer that's helping us grow. And truly, if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change it because it's made me who I am. I love you guys, and I love who you are. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook and log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. I love you, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah.